How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a difference a holiday makes. Well, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening and welcome to the program. Yes, it's I, Rick Adams, live tonight, hopefully, as opposed to dead, and we are with you right up until the next 2 hours of programming, and we hope to be able to stimulate what's left of the thought process of Americans in our nation, where we know that very few people do very little thinking. And that's what makes politicians and politics and conspiracies and plots very, very doable indeed. The North American Union, classic example. Phyllis Schlafly was one of those who years and years and years ago was a knee-jerk conservative, I believe. And maybe she still is. But, you know, the founder of Eagle Forum also was very, very skilled as an attorney. And she knew the ins and outs of legal maneuvers and so forth. And so she could argue a case, as she did against the Equal Rights Amendment for many, many years, as most of you, I think, know by now. But when it came to Republican versus conservative, or Americanist, if you will, Phyllis Schlafly was one of those people. And, you know, you've heard them on my program, some guests and some others who have, well, for lack of a better phraseology, basically have just wound up becoming knee-jerk mouthpieces for the Republican Party, thinking that that's where conservatives and patriots and Americans would lurk. Well, all you had to do was go back to Eisenhower and Nixon and Reagan to see the falsehood of that. Obviously, conservatives are as welcome in the Republican Party, or patriots, as well as a lion is in your house. And Phyllis Schlafly, for a long time, denied that George Bush was really a globalist, an internationalist, a one-worlder type, giving him the benefit of the doubt, not wanting to believe in the CFR thing. And well, finally, she's come around. Been a long time, but she has. And she's beginning to understand the name of the game, the invisible government. Who controls both parties? Who controls the media? Who controls the flow of disinformation in America? So I'd like to just start off the program by getting into a little bit about Phyllis's column, of course, on George Bush's Security and Prosperity Partnership. So we'll do that, and we'll hobnob all around the globe and talk about a number of other issues, including history, the history of wars gone by, and how the more things change, the more they remain the same. All right, I'll be back, and we'll take calls along the way. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good evening. We shall return in 3 minutes.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, and we're back now. Rick Adams with you. Our number is 800-313-9443. Well, as I was saying, Phyllis Schlafly now, has written quite a bit about the North American Union, the Security and Prosperity Partnership, and she says, those who seek to understand what's behind the chatter about President George W. Bush's Security and Prosperity Partnership as a possible prelude to the North American Union, similar to the European Union, should read the 35-page white paper published recently by the Hudson Institute called Negotiating North America, the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The D.C. think tank is a blunt and detailed organization in describing where the Security and Prosperity Partnership is heading. Here's how the Hudson Institute defines the SPP's goal. The SPP process is the vehicle for the discussion of future arrangements for economic integration to create a single market for goods and services in North America. The key words are economic integration, a phrase used again and again into a North American single market, another phrase used repeatedly. Integration with Mexico and Canada is exactly what the North American Union means. But there is a big problem with this goal. We, the people, of the United States were never asked if we want to be integrated with Mexico and Canada. Here's how Hudson explains the Security and Prosperity Partnership process. The most important feature is that it is neither intended to produce a treaty nor an executive agreement like the NAFTA treaty that would require congressional ratification of the passage of implementing the legislation in the United States. SPP was designed to function within existing administrative authority of the executive branch. The decision of SPP is innovative, eschewing the more traditional diplomatic and trade negotiation models in favor of talks among civil service professionals and subject matter experts with each government. Well, the SPP, as Phyllis notes, is, quote, very innovative. The arrogance of the Security and Prosperity Partnership's design to give the executive branch full authority to enforce and execute whatever is decided by a three-nation agreement of civil service professionals is exceeded only by its unconstitutionality. The Hudson White Paper admits that the problem that the Security and Prosperity Partnership completely lacks is transparency and accountability, as we've talked about before. Hudson states that under the Security and Prosperity Partnership, one of the U.S. challenges is managing Congress. Is Congress now to be managed either by executive branch authority or by dozens of regulators, rulemakers, and officials working with their counterparts from Mexico and Canada? Well, remember, the 2005 Council on Foreign Relations document called Building a North American Community bragged that its recommendations are exactly linked to the Security and Prosperity Partnership. The CFR document called for establishing a common perimeter around North America by 2010. Now, I'm glad that Phyllis Schlafly has finally begun to understand within the last couple of years just how dangerous, just how nefarious the CFR is. And, of course, it is a front group for the certainly Masonic interests and Zionist interests who have used it to be able to control the United States and the world in the last century, right up to the present. So now she sees it, and she's beginning to act upon it in this massive collaborative effort to defeat the SPP and to do whatever needs to be done to accomplish that end. So I'm happy for that. I'm very happy, you know, that we have so many people now that are jumping on the bandwagon, and Dr. Corsi, of course, and others who have done yeoman work in this field certainly are joined by the likes of Phyllis Schlafly and a host of others in Congress as well. Howard Phillips and other organizational efforts to try to wake up the American public as to what is happening to their nation and their freedom. Well, the American public is certainly preoccupied with ball games. Yes, they are. They're preoccupied with entertainment. Yes, they are. And one man said to me, well, really, you can't blame them. At the end of the day, people are working three jobs now, four jobs even, to try to make ends meet, and they're tired. And they come home, and they want to sit down, and they want to relax. You know, like Sally Soccer Mom and Joe Sixpack, and maybe light up a few cigarettes or whatever in the meantime. Well, the only problem with that is, see, the reason they're working two and three and four jobs and still can't keep up is because of that attitude that has created the milieu of evils that we face now. If people had realized years ago, all of this nonsense went down way before they were born, way before World War II and World War I. Did a little historicity, if you will, and challenging themselves to study history, well, we never would have been in world wars, and we never would have been in the mess that we're in today. We would have kept our independence. We would have kept our neutrality. We would have kept our freedom. But we didn't do that. So now here we are, locked and loaded in the machinery of world government. And the arrogance of these CFR fronters grows more vehement with each passing day. No, there's no end to it. They still insist on linking us up to a universalist one-world system for the good of humanity, because they, and only they, know what's good for us, you see? So, I think a few moments of reciting a little bit of historical precedent here is in order. What do you think, Rick? I do agree with Rick Adams. Yes, indeed. And I'm just going to whet your appetite a little bit by getting back into some historicity, if you will, here. So we can understand that, hey, man, this nonsense has been going on for at least the last 90 years. And Woodrow Wilson's administration was the first administration that was able to pull it off with comprehension. Let's not forget. The Federal Reserve System, the income tax that was supposedly enacted, and the direct election of senators. All of those things would change the face of America for good. And it wasn't an accident, as we've seen so many times on the program. It was not an accident that these things happened. It was by design. That's why you have to understand history in order to understand and appreciate where we are today and, unfortunately, where we're going. But that's the reality of history repeating itself. In October of 1943, the Secretary of State, Cordell Hull, Britain's Foreign Minister, Anthony Eden, and Mr. Molotov, the Soviet Commissar for Foreign Affairs, had a conference in Moscow. Eden suggested they create a European Advisory Commission, which would decide how Germany, after its defeat, would be partitioned, occupied, and governed by the three victorious powers. Molotov approved. Hull did not like the idea, but agreed to it in deference to the wishes of the two others. Wasn't that nice of him? Oh, yes. The next month, November of 43, FDR went to Tehran for his first conference with Joe Stalin and Winston Churchill. And aboard the USS Iowa en route to Taiwan, Roosevelt had a conference with his Joint Chiefs of Staff. They discussed, among other things, the post-war division and occupation of Germany. Now, when I come back from the break, you'll understand, as I go over a little bit more history, why this is so important to understand the makeup of the world today and how the machinery of world government was implemented by taking America into war, the most destructive thing that one can imagine. But you see, out of the chaos, yes, comes order. Out of the destruction comes the new world order. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll see you on the other side. Stay tuned for more.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back now and reading a little bit of history to you about the Tehran Conference in 1943 when, of course, America was heavily involved in World War II. And what we saw was Roosevelt and we saw Mr. Churchill and, of course, we saw Mr. Stalin all hugging and kissing and fondling each other, you know, spiritually, politically, and so on and so forth, aboard the USS Iowa. And, of course, Mr. Roosevelt predicted even then that Germany would collapse suddenly and that there would be definitely a race for Berlin. And Mr. Roosevelt said, we may have to put the United States divisions into Berlin as soon as possible, because the United States should have Berlin, is what he said. Now, Harry Hopkins, of course, was Roosevelt's Soviet spy right-hand man. And he suggested that we be ready to put an airborne division into Berlin 2 hours after the collapse. Roosevelt wanted the U.S. to occupy Berlin and the northwestern Germany, and he wanted the British to occupy France, Belgium, and southern Germany, and wanted the Soviets to have eastern Germany. All of Roosevelt's military advisors agreed with Roosevelt's proposals. They also agreed that we would have some trouble with the British. The British, of course, would want to occupy northwestern Germany because that was the most heavily industrialized area. None of them, Roosevelt, Hopkins, the Soviet agent, or members of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, anticipated any trouble with the Soviets at all, of course. Well, at the Tehran Conference on November 27th through December 2nd of 1943, Stalin seemed significantly indifferent to the question of which power would occupy zones of Germany following the war. The only things that Stalin was interested in was, number one, urging the Western Allies to make a frontal assault across the English Channel on Hitler's Fortress Europe, and, two, finding out immediately the name of the man whom the Western Allies would designate to command such an operation. You see, Eisenhower had not been selected yet. And number three, reducing the whole of Europe to virtual impotence, so that the Soviet Union would be the only major power on the continent following the war. Now, this was treason right here and now. This was treason, ladies and gentlemen. But you know what? Roosevelt eagerly and readily approved of every single proposal that Stalin made at Tehran. He loved it. Churchill put up a little fuss, you know, because he had put up his good British posture, you know, as a good Englishman's instincts for protecting, British national interests. Well, Churchill, of course, was opposed to the frontal assault across the Channel as the major Western operation. It wasn't just because it would be costly in human lives. What did he care about human lives? But because Churchill wanted the major invasion to come from the Mediterranean. And this, of course, would have brought the Western powers immediately into Central Europe through the Balkan states, thus keeping the Soviets out of Central and Western Europe. You see, that would have been the case. But Stalin won. Stalin got his way. And he got his way with Franklin Delano Roosevelt leading all the way down the stream, merrily, merrily down the stream. My friends, all of this led to the disaster that would follow just 17 months later after this conference at Tehran. The United States did just the exact opposite of what it said it would do when the collapse of Germany took place. The exact opposite. And what is it they said they would do? Very simple. They did not supposedly want the Soviet Union to move into Berlin. They wanted the American forces to take and to occupy Berlin. Yet, just 18 months later, actually 17, the United States did just the opposite. And we know what happened. In the closing days of World War II, the American Ninth Army was rolling toward Berlin with very little resistance, slowed down only by German civilians clogging the highways, fleeing from the Soviet army. German sound trucks were circulating in the Berlin area, and they were telling people to stop resistance and surrender to the Americans. Little did they know what would befall them, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back to continue this saga with a moral lesson for today. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Continue. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And those thieves and murderers were busy at work a long time ago, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, I'm reading to you just what happened, the treachery that Roosevelt so gingerly committed in World War II, and the Ninth Army that was stationed, actually a matter of just a few short days of being in Berlin. What happened? What happened? What took place that we should know about today? Well, as I said, the Ninth Army could have been in Berlin within a few hours, actually, at this point, probably without even shedding another drop of blood. But it was Mr. Eisenhower, it was General Eisenhower, Supreme Allied Commander, who halted the United States Army. He deliberately and intentionally kept it sitting idly outside of Berlin for 10 days, not hours, 10 days, while the Soviets slugged their way in, killing and raping and ravaging everything in sight. It was us, the United States, that gave the Soviets control of the eastern portion of Berlin. and all of the territory surrounding the city, just the exact opposite of what was the, quote, officially declared policy only a year and a half before. Now, when General Patton's forces were south, plowing into Czechoslovakia, they were just 30 miles from Prague, and Eisenhower ordered him to stop. He ordered him not to accept the surrender of German soldiers, but to hold them at bay until the Soviets could move up and accept surrender. As soon as the Soviets were thus established as the conquerors of Czechoslovakia, Eisenhower ordered Patton to evacuate. Units of Czechoslovakian patriots who had been fighting with the so-called Allied armies since 43 had been promised that they would participate in the liberation of their homeland. But we didn't even let them move into Czechoslovakia until after the Russians had taken over. Wasn't that nice of Mr. Eisenhower? I like Ike, huh? Well, Czechoslovakian and American troops had to ask the Soviets for permission to come into Prague for a victory celebration after the Soviets had been permitted to conquer the whole country. Those Western armies that we spoke of, the so-called Allied powers, under Eisenhower's command, rounded up an estimated 5 million anti-communist refugees and delivered them to the Soviets, who tortured them, sent them to slave camps, or murdered them. Now, that was Operation Keelhaul. That's what it was called, Keelhaul. Well, when we pulled the armies out of eastern Germany in 45 to let the Soviets have, unquestioned control of the area, the top leaders watched silently while the Soviets expelled 9 million Germans from their homes. It was a time of horror, with the old men starving on the roads, young girls raped in broad daylight, on the streets and in boxcars by gangs of Soviet soldiers. Eisenhower's buddies. Now, the United States sat by and watched the Soviets liberate Austria, where in Vienna alone, communist soldiers raped more than 100,000 women, many of them girls not even in their teens. And this went on for days and weeks. And this is what Eisenhower referred to as the great victory of freedom. Now, Harry Truman, of course, would become president when Roosevelt strangely died in the middle of the war there. Roosevelt had to be eliminated because he had become such an embarrassment that to allow him to continue would have been the most dangerous thing for those who were running the war. You see, Roosevelt said he trusted Joe Stalin not to do bad things, but to do good things. After all, he was known as good old Joe, Uncle Joe. And General Eisenhower was drinking toasts with and accepting medals bestowed on him by his Soviet comrades in arms. Well, Patton saw things differently, of course, and Patton said, I'm going to come home and blow the whistle. That's the worst thing he could have done, was speak of what he intended to do, to resign from the military and tell the American people the truth. Well, if they had known the truth, the whole gig would have been up. The evil of World War II, the mystery, the savagery, the lies, the deception, just as its predecessor was in World War I, would have, I believe, sent shockwaves throughout the whole country, to the point where Eisenhower would have been lynched. Instead, of course, we made him president. And Truman himself would have been held accountable, not by just one term, but by maybe one noose around his neck. For it would later be revealed, indeed, that the Soviet Union ran a massive spy operation in the government of the United States. And that went on from the 1930s through the 40s and right through the 50s as well. Never really quit. So, hey, Joe McCarthy wasn't whistling Dixie when he said so many words. There are more communists in Washington, D.C. than there are in all of Moscow. Well, this was the beginning of treason, my friends. This European Advisory Commission and the move toward world government from the war, creation of the United Nations, the Bretton Woods Agreement, the creation of the World Bank, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, all to help bring the world toward peace and safety. Peace and safety after the United States had just destroyed Europe. Peace and safety. That wasn't the end of it. Because the Soviet Union was victorious in tyrannizing Europe, it also extended its tentacles to Manchuria, to Asia, to the Pacific, and of course throughout Africa, Central America. All because of the Council on Foreign Relations. Key generals, key individuals, like the general who would replace MacArthur, a Council on Foreign Relations appointed general in positions of power. Now this Council on Foreign Relations today, after wending us through these wars and subsequent wars that would never have happened were it not for our interventionism on behalf of Sovietism in World War II, would create this new world order. Today, now, it's a hemispheric linkage to the new world order. Just think about it. After the boogeyman of Nazism, then came the boogeyman of communism, which they created and nurtured. But then that would have to fall and make room for the next phase. And today, the boogeyman of environmentalist extremism and the fight against so-called Islamofascism are the linchpins of this new world order. More fear, more scares, more frightening scenarios of what will happen if we don't do this, and if we don't do that, and we don't just all shut down our thermostats and shut down our standard of living and give way to the regionalization of our economy and our political system, and to hell with the Constitution. My goodness, it's just a GD piece of paper, isn't it? That's what they tell us. That's what George Bush said. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, treason has always existed. There's nothing new under the sun. As one man said, it's treason because none dare call it treason. And when treason prospers, none dare call it treason. That's why. So, Phyllis Schlafly got the message. Dr. Corsi has come out with his book. And, of course, a number of others have come down the road to discuss the evils of this new world order that's being created before us, which will mean the end of our nation. Make no mistake about that. The end of our constitutional republic, the end of our sovereignty, the end of your individual freedom and your employment. And my friends, these are the same people who brought you these wars. These are the same culprits, the same traitors that are making you a land of peace and safety. For whom? Well, let me tell you, they're not going to prosper either. They're not going to succeed in creating this new world order. But they think they can pull it off. Oh, they and their father in Satan's kingdom think they can make it work. This time, the people have been so dumbed down, they figure. The people have been so anesthetized. Why not? It'll work. But first, We have to destroy America and her institutions. And how do you do that? You destroy the backbone of America. And what is the backbone of America? It is the middle class, my friend. Is anybody that stupid out there who still believes the middle class is not being liquidated and destroyed? Stalin could do it with armies. Mass murder, starvation. The French Revolution could eliminate freedom, all in the name of freedom. Oh, we can think about Kim Jong-il. We can think about Pol Pot, Mao Zedong, Zhou Enlai. We can think about Chavera, Fidel Castro. We can think about all the collectivists and socialist communists of history. You see? But it's worked, hasn't it? It certainly has worked to destroy the American middle class. And who amongst anyone listening to my voice tonight would dare call me and tell me, no, things are just rosy out there. Prosperity is just around the corner. Like the man said the other day, Wall Street is rebounding. The stock market fall has reached its plateau, and it is going to rebound. Happy days are here again. Well, there are plenty of fools, and there are plenty of suckers born every minute. And that's what makes the system successful. The lies. The lies. All of these lies leading up to the big lie of peace and safety. Worship us. Worship us at the feet in Jerusalem. We will rule your nation and your world, and you will not do a thing about it. Who will make war with the beast? Who will make war with us? Well, I know of one. He's going to win. And it's not going to be pretty for them. It's going to be pretty messy. But it will not be a cakewalk of victory for the enemy. So, you have to choose which side you're going to be on, right? All these gangsters and criminals that ran this country for the last 100 years or so, or Jesus Christ? Which you going to take? You know, I mean, really, all the blood that's been spilled, all the Americans, the cream of the crop, the Germans, the French, the Austrians, the Russians, the white Russians, those that died under Zionism and died for the globalist agenda and are still dying in Iraq. Their blood cries out for vengeance, and they will get indeed vindication someday soon. Well, I'm sorry to be so long-winded, but I just could not resist tonight after Columbus Day and after the whole celebration of America, the founding, the discovery of America, and what the European heritage has meant here in America as a result. And not all of it pretty, but most of it indeed inspiring, a success story that no other peoples have ever seen in the world. And that too would be the foretelling of the future in the scriptures. And my friends, all of that, centuries now, centuries, is about to vanish when this Council on Foreign Relations New World Order plan is consummated. And they expect by 2010 to have everything they want. Everything they want. And who will make war with them? Who will fight against this system? Huh? You tell me. All right. After the break, which is coming up in just a moment, I will take calls at 1-800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. That is the magic number to put you on live. right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Don't forget, those of you online, support republicbroadcasting.org. Get online, come to the site, click on, and you can buy the products if you need them. If you don't need a product, you don't want to invest, which I say you should, in Republic Trading, then that's fine. But if you have a few extra dollars, a couple of bucks here or there, and you want to contribute so that we can continue on the air, that too would be most welcome. All right, you do that. Republic Broadcasting, one word, .org. Our toll-free number, business hours during the day, 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719. Well, those are the numbers. And our toll-free number is 800-313-9443 to talk with Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Vengeance is on the way. It's time we hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em till their toes are dangling. Stretch those traitors' necks, hang 'em high. Before they up and bust us, let's use old-fashioned justice. Go out and get a rope and hang 'em high. Out, size them up, hook them up, bite them out. If they're in, vote them out. If they're out, hunt them down. Drag them into the court, every trade or resort. Use
use your vote like a rope. Hang 'em high. Hang 'em high. Yeah.
And thank you very much for that. Yes, I can provide the rope, ladies and gentlemen. And now, thank goodness, without me having to put out an APB alert, looking for the gentleman, wondering where he's been, he is now upon us. I believe he's on the line right now. Joe from Texas. Is that you?
Hey, Rick. How you doing, brother?
Well, I'm doing just fine. And how have you been doing?
Oh, I've been just watching the border, brother.
I thought you were, but, you know, we didn't hear from you for quite a bit. And
well, I've been staying over Mondays, and because there's been, like, some cattle that's been killed or shot and legs cut off, and they leave the rest of the calf.
Yeah.
About four calves have been killed, and it was during the week, so that's why I've been staying Monday down there on the border on one of the ranches down there. But
oh, my. Yeah, so you've had your, I guess, your hands full as well as your stomach full.
Well, people are starving, Rick. I mean, those people over there are starving.
Yes, we're starving here, too.
Exactly, brother. Exactly. But, you know, when I heard, God, you touched so many topics tonight, man. I mean, I could go in talking about Schwarzkopf wanting to end the war about 10 years ago during, the first Desert Storm, kind of like old Patton. And with his armored tank command, he wanted to go in and into Baghdad, and it could have been stopped 10 years ago. But we know why they want to keep it running, don't we, Rick?
Well, it's all about, you know, building the new world order. And
yes,
you go
sir,
from one defeat after another. And, you know, the United States has been chasing the boogeymen all over the world now for the past 60 years or so. A boogeyman that was created by the United States. Now, that served the purpose, you see. It dwindled our resources. It strained our economy. It resulted in massive inflation. So we see the devaluation of the dollar. And it weakened our national security in the long run, endangering us and now sacrificing our sovereignty.
Yes, sir.
All according to plan, my friend.
Yes, sir. Well, it's like you brought up some very, very good points about when Eisenhower and got into bed with Stalin, basically.
Oh, absolutely.
And then here we are doing the same thing that we've been doing since then. And you made that point with the 30s, 40s, and 50s. But with, you know, I read the book on by Schwarzkopf, and his words, he said, I was ready to invade Baghdad. I asked the commander-in-chief if I could go ahead, and they said no. And, you know, here we are still, 10 years? That was, 1991, Rick?
And now you see why. You see the occupation.
Yes, sir.
It wasn't about liberation. It was about enslavement and occupation.
Right. It wasn't even about Saddam. You're exactly right.
No, it had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein.
No, sir. And, you know, with Afghanistan, the same thing. And when Eisenhower made when the United States made Russia and Great Britain made Russia an ally, we're still doing the same thing, and we're putting the wrong people in power in these countries. I mean, the man there in Iraq, he's not able to get it under control.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan, the same thing, brother.
Absolutely. If you want to hang on, Joe, you may, all right?
Okay, thank you.
We only have a minute break, top of the hour. We'll be back with hour number two in just 60 seconds. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more.